This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi says he is quitting, that he is sending a resignation letter to his country's parliament. Mahdi's announcement comes a day after the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah was rocked by deadly violence. At least 25 anti-government protesters were killed by security forces as demonstrators blocked roads and bridges. The total Iraqi death toll for another day of civil unrest, upwards of 40 people, with more than 200 wounded. In Baghdad, four protesters were killed trying to cross the bridge that leads to the Green Zone, the heavily fortified seat of government. Mahdi was appointed prime minister just over a year ago as a consensus choice by competing political blocs. U.S. President Donald Trump is back in the United States at his Florida retreat after his surprise Thanksgiving Day visit to American troops in Afghanistan. We get a report on his trip to the war zone from AP's Ed Donahue.
This was the president's first visit to the scene of America's longest war.
There's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth.
The president told the troops there are peace talks going on with the Taliban.
We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal. And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job.
The first stop for the president at Bagram was a dining hall. He served meals. As for eating,
I had some of the mashed potatoes, and I had a bite of mashed potatoes. And I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir, let's take some pictures.
About 12,000 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president reaffirmed he hopes to reduce the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan to 8,600, but is believed that'll be linked to a peace deal with the Taliban. Former Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiro Nakasone died today at a Tokyo hospital. He was 101 years old. The office of his son, Hirofumi Nakasone, confirmed the former Japanese leader's death. No word on a cause.